attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Right? Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
16 tons, huh? I wonder what he was talking about. 16 tons, because if he wrote that song, what was the guy's name that wrote that song?
That was Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Tennessee Ernie Ford, going way back. Gotta love that. Throwback today, throwback Thursday, I guess you could say. But if he was writing that song today, he would have been talking about 16 tons of...
Percocet.
Yeah, you're right. Percocet and other pharmaceutical drugs. If he had written this song in China, he would be talking about heavy metals. Ah. And we've got breaking news from Natural News. We're going to be joined just a moment by the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, of breaking news at Natural News on the issue of heavy metals coming out of China and into your dietary supplements and protein powders. But there's a drug take-back. National Drug Take-Back Day happened yesterday. There's a story we link up out of Ohio. Was it yesterday or the day before? Which day was it?
It may have been. I think it was this last weekend.
Well, it happened so fast. The days are going all together.
Saturday or something like that.
Big day. Drug take-back. How much would you consider would be a good haul of taking back drugs? Because in Ohio, one day in the state of Ohio, they got 14 tons.
One day, 14
tons of FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. No questions asked. Just turn them in. We'll take care of them. We actually have... Go ahead, Super Don.
I was just going to say, that's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
14 tons? 28,466 pounds of prescription drugs in one day.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Now, out of Colorado, they did a little bit better than that. Let's give a real quick listen here. Then we're going to bring up the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, to help us break this news from Natural News about the heavy metals coming out of China. But how many tons did they get out of Colorado? Let's find out right now.
It's the eighth time Colorado's held a drug take-back event. Colorado's collected 65 tons of prescription drugs in 4 years. The problem right now is finding a way to safely get rid of them. These bags and bags of drugs will eventually be incinerated.
Okay, hold on. Let me do the math.
Right?
65 tons in 4 years?
Yeah.
So 65... Hold on. Divided by
each pill away.
That comes out to 16 tons. Yeah. No, believe it or not, 16 tons a year out of Colorado over the last 4 years.
Well, Tennessee Ernie Ford, he knew. And you think about that, they're going to incinerate them. Hey, let's bring Mike Adams into this equation. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Natural News, naturalnewsradio.com, streaming live Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 in the afternoon, and Sundays 1 to 3, as well as our syndicator, GCN. Mike, they're incinerating the drugs. I don't know what's raining down on us here in America when they do that, but we know what's raining down on the people of China, that then they're sending supplements over to America to consume.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show today. Great to join you. And by the way, on the pharmaceutical incineration question, think about it. Pharmaceuticals have become an environmental contaminant. You know, they can't flush them down the toilet. They can't dispose of them in a landfill. That would be highly toxic. It would contaminate the rivers and soils. They have to incinerate them, so they're going to basically push that pollution into the air.
Right, and I'm thinking when it comes down, you know, for instance, you got SSRIs, you got Prozac. They always talk about it being fluoride related. I mean, are we also going to be raining down fluorine elements from the sky?
Yeah, you're going to get fluorine and fluoride out of the sky when these drugs are incinerated. So, just another angle on the pollution that's being caused globally by the pharmaceutical industry. But the big breaking story right now is that the Chinese government has now declassified a report that, the government had considered classified national secret.
Okay.
It was a report that, conducted by the Chinese version of the EPA, which had tested samples from soil samples across farms all across the country of China. And they found that almost 20% of the farms are contaminated with very high levels of toxic heavy metals, cadmium, arsenic, lead, copper, you name it, nickel also in there. And the Chinese government just now decided to declassify this report, so it's gone public, and the world is astonished, but you and I are not, Robert. Why? Because we've been reporting on heavy metals contamination on protein and other superfoods from China for months.
Right.
This confirms it. This is now official that China is heavily contaminated with heavy metals.
And this is a statement coming out of the Ministry of Environmental Protection in China. I didn't even know they had a Ministry of Environmental Protection.
Well, the ministry has not had much power, that's for sure, in China. And even this kind of research was covered up until just now. So there's an environmental revolution that's just beginning in China. People are being killed by this. People's babies are being born as mutants. People are suffering kidney damage and brain damage. China is they have a true environmental catastrophe on their hands. If they don't get on top of this, it's going to destroy their economy because it's going to destroy their health, their farms, and their food.
Well, what's the possibility, Mike, that we know governments tend to, even when they reveal something, they try to whitewash it or sugarcoat it somehow, that Chinese math is like the Common Core math they're teaching in America now, and it could be four-fifths instead of one-fifth of all arable land?
Yeah, exactly right. That's a great point. This may be a conservative estimate to try to downplay the severity of the problem. It could be that there maybe 80% of the farms are actually contaminated. We know that more than 20% of farms are contaminated at some level. It's just that 20% of the farms exceeded the government limit on contamination. So it doesn't mean that the other 80% are clean. Maybe they're not over the threshold yet. But this is rapidly accelerating in China. And the reason this matters to our listeners here in the United States or wherever you're listening from is because much of the superfood, the medicinal herbs, the dietary supplement, raw materials are grown in China today and then imported into the United States, Canada, other countries, Australia, and then manufactured into products that don't warn you about the heavy metals contamination. So that's why this matters. I went to Whole Foods earlier this week and I bought 12 protein products off the shelf and I tested them just 2 days ago. They're still contaminated, Robert, with lead and cadmium, because some of the material comes from China.
Right. Has Whole Foods been made aware of this yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I've alerted Whole Foods to this issue, and I'm waiting for a response, and I'm optimistic that they may do something positive in this, but we'll see. I'll definitely keep you up to date on that story.
Yeah, we definitely want to report on
Mike,
that.
Mike, you are such a troublemaker. You're just a rabble-rouser, man.
Super Don, leave Mike alone. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I know. If I were to just go along and get along, I would remain silent like the retailers.
You would not be the health ranger.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Think about all the millions of people out there that are eating protein or other herbs, other products that are contaminated with these heavy metals grown in China. Nobody is warning them about it. No one's telling them the truth. Manufacturers aren't telling them. The importers aren't saying it. The retailers don't even test their product.
Right.
So if it wasn't for us doing this, who would do it?
Yeah, and I wonder now also with the Chinese are buying land up here in the United States like it's going out of style. Now, part of it is because they're wanting to cash out on Federal Reserve notes before they're worthless. But the other part of this could be we can't feed our own people from food grown on our land because it's contaminated. Hey, look how much we could be growing in that place called North America.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. They know that farms in North America are much cleaner, right? And Canada and the United States, farms in Europe tend to be much, much cleaner as well. The really troublesome region of the world right now for agricultural production is China, Southeast Asia, India, that whole region. So many things that we see from China, Thailand, sometimes Vietnam, sometimes India, are very heavily contaminated. And it's alarming because the levels are high.
Here's where we get into, somewhat a philosophical debate. I don't know. What's the practical debate? Of course, neither one of us are in the big government, but we also recognize that with these communist governments, or even in India, which is not technically communist, where they've kind of sold out to the highest corporate bidder, we see evidence of that here in the United States, that even with or without environmental protections by government, the environment is being destroyed because the government people, the people within government, are fallible. They're able to be bought no matter where they are on the planet.
Sure, right. But this is one area where I do think that government has a proper role, a regulatory role, because if government didn't do this, corporations in the United States would just pollute like crazy because it's a cost-shifting situation. It costs money to not pollute. So it's more profitable for corporations to dump pollutants into the water, into the sky, you know, into the soil, whatever that they're doing. So there has to be some kind of central authority in every nation to force corporations, essentially at gunpoint, right? That's what government is, coercion at gunpoint. There has to be a legitimate power to force corporations to adhere to environmental standards. Otherwise, they will never do so.
Well, let me say also that for those from a libertarian perspective who say, no, we don't want that, the fact of the matter is these large corporations right now can pollute here in America without any recourse because they are protected by the same agencies that are supposed to protect the environment. And we have seen with the vaccine industry contaminating and polluting children and adults, they are completely removed from any liability for the toxicity of their product.
Well, right, and even though I am primarily a libertarian at heart, by the way, you know that, on this issue, the libertarian argument falls. It doesn't work because the argument is that the marketplace is clean enough. The problem is heavy metals are invisible. You don't know they're there, so consumers can't make a decision in the marketplace, period.
Right. Hey, Mike, I know it's a surprise for you being here today, and I love it. Can you stick around for 5 more minutes with us? Okay. Health Ranger Mike Adams, surprise visitor to the Robert Scott Bell Show, always welcome here. Breaking news out of China, 20%, about 20% of their farmlands contaminated with heavy metals. Don't you be eating it if you're shopping in health food stores in America.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lynn Mathry. We've never had her on. She's with the American Cannabis Nurses Association. I'm just happy to see health professionals embracing this plan as we uncover more families that are benefiting, especially children with cancer, seizures, etc. We're going to get to that in a little while. But right now, surprise guest today, Mike Adams, a health ranger, Natural News, Natural News Forensic Food Lab. We've been covering things with him on the issue of heavy metal contamination of dietary supplements and protein powders out of China. Now the Chinese authorities actually admit 20% almost of their farmland contaminated with these heavy metals. We're also concerned about any environmental contamination here on our own soil in America. And you were raising the issue controversially, we know, because we are liberty guys, to say, hey, maybe there is, or in fact there is a role for government to protect the environment. But do we think it's working in America the way it should be? I'm not so sure. What do you think, Mike?
Well, let me be clear. Let me clarify kind of what I said before, too. The EPA has been overreaching in many, many areas as, you know, government agencies right now are in many ways out of control. Look at the BLM situation in Nevada. But I do believe that when it comes to environmental regulations, that government has a legitimate role. The EPA, when it was first formed, actually did some really great work. Back in the 70s and the early 80s, what it did, it actually reduced a lot of contamination in the United States. But to keep the EPA honest, you got to have an honest media, an honest press. And today we basically have state-run media.
You know, yes.
The media panders to the White House. It's not independent. So it's really only independent media that is now doing the job of the press to keep the regulators honest, keep the corporations honest, and answer to the people. So government, I would say EPA regulations are necessary, but they can also go the route of corruption, collusion, and overreaching power. So you always have to have a free press to keep those people in check.
Yeah, your point about the First Amendment is so, so important. I want everybody, hopefully you absorb this into your American DNA, those of you listening in the United States, about how not having a free press has allowed for the corporate, you know, ownership of government, if not outright, certainly in action, as the regulators end up protecting the polluters, like we've seen with the FDA regulations of Big Pharma, protecting Big Pharma over the harm they do to the people. And that's not the way it was designed. It's the way it's happening in large part because there is no independent media except if you go to the new media, like Natural News, like the Robert Scott Bell Show, and others out there doing great work. And as that rises, it will call them to the carpet. But right now, we're in a big transition phase where they feel like they can get away with murder, and they do every day.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of things, people getting away with things, look at this issue of these contaminated soils in China, where many of the products sold in the United States on the shelves of health food stores or Amazon.com, you name it, those products today are contaminated, and yet there's been a massive cover-up. When I first did the lab research on this and started publishing this information, I was attacked by my own industry.
Yes.
And there were denialists out there who said, well, there aren't heavy metals, or they're not harmful, or they said they're natural.
Naturally occurring. That was a great one.
Yeah, right, right. So somehow when lead and cadmium and mercury come out of the smokestack of the industrial plant factory, they're pollutants, but when they fall on the soil, now they're natural.
Yeah,
it makes sense. So this report coming out of China is a huge milestone. It confirms what we found. It confirms that China probably needs to be considered a country where you shouldn't grow food that you import into other countries. You got to start looking at, let's go back to supporting U.S. farmers. Let's pay a little more, but let U.S. farmers grow food where it's cleaner in the United States or Canada. Both countries are much cleaner. So this is also a shift and a big support for U.S. farming, which has been lost to China because of lower labor costs in China.
Well, and we're also seeing a big move with the consciousness shift on that plant known as cannabis, hemp. And its freedom to grow in states, again, it's inevitably going to be rolling over. We're going to be covering more of this topic later in the show today, but also that capacity to remediate soils that cannabis can do as well.
Well, cannabis is an incredible crop. Hemp, we've tested hemp proteins. They've consistently been found to be the cleanest proteins in terms of heavy metals. If we would have a federal ruling that would take the criminality out of hemp farming, which hemp used to be legal to farm in the United States for a very long time, then we could revolutionize farming in America. And it doesn't have to get high type of hemp either. It could be industrial hemp.
That's right. And we're about to do that. We're going to cover that today on the air. Mike, always a pleasure to have you on board. A nice surprise to this Thursday's edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Great discussion.
All right, everybody, check it out. We have the link to the article about heavy metals coming out of China through Natural News right there at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk more about Merck's mandated vaccines and how they're going to track you through Obamacare. And we have food. We got to talk about food.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, perfect timing. Couldn't you come in a few minutes earlier on the commercial break? My wife comes in and gives me the most delicious, almost summertime snack. I've got some organic watermelon. And I'm going to be salivating this entire segment, waiting for the break so I can eat it.
Well, I will take your organic watermelon and raise you some organic apples with some organic blue corn chips.
All right. I'm still going for the watermelon here. I'm so excited. This is my first taste of watermelon this spring/almost summer season in the South.
I already
land.
Ate the cucumber, so you I'm did. Sorry.
Well, we do have a food segment coming up in just a moment. I'm going to get to that. But I do want to follow up because with all of this incineration of drugs, and if they're taken back... How many tons? 16 tons a year in Colorado.
They did Colorado.
How many? They did 14 tons in one day in Ohio.
Yeah.
Right? Just think about that. Big Pharma has got to be hurting. I mean, I know that we're the biggest drug-taking nation on planet Earth in the United States. Those of you listening around the world, ha, ha, ha on us. That you're not taking as much drugs as we do.
You know what's really ironic?
What?
Is, as I was researching this topic for the show, I saw photo after photo of these drug take-back stations
right.
in the parking lots of the CVSs and Walgreens. So it's like you can walk in, buy the drugs,
yeah.
and just drop them in the bag on the way out to your car.
Oh,
I mean, it's
man.
Like, yeah, revolving door of drugs there on drug
right.
drug
but as we said, we're concerned about the incineration of them, what's happening environmentally.
Mm.
Now, the growth industry, at least as it's perceived by Big Pharma, is vaccines. They still think they can grow the vaccine divisions. Of course, Julie Gerberding left the CDC to head the $5 billion division of Merck vaccines. And looking forward to this kind of sales growth, Merck is now rolling out a vaccine adherence plan. This is a story linked up through FierceVaccines.com.
Yes.
And they say they can only grow as much as patients will adhere to the so-called immunization recommendation. But how are they doing this? They've partnered with something called Practice Fusion, and they're going to use your, that's right, America, welcome to Obamacare's electronic record health surveillance. They are going to use that as an ability now to make sure you're adhering to the vaccine schedule. And they're basing it on what? The Centers for Disease Control recommendation, which is just, it's pharmaceutical marketing, it's not scientific. One size does not fit all like they want you to believe it does. Whew. Man, oh man. Aren't you happy that you didn't get signed up for Obamacare yet?
Yeah, I have no intention whatsoever. as many do, I think, in this country. They just don't care. And I've said this so many times. People don't care. They've made this big thing about sign up for Obamacare. Deadline is tomorrow. I mean, it's next week. I mean, it's
right.
next month. People don't care.
Yeah.
I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, if you're plugged in, they're going to be sending you tweets and text, and they'll call you and email. I don't know what they're going to do. They want you to get your shingle shot and adults the Gardasil shot. Of course, never mind that these things are both worthless and downright dangerous, in my opinion. And there are other ways to go to address prevention of what? Cervical cancer and shingles. Absolutely. And we got it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Although we don't sell it, we just communicate it to you. Therefore, we are not compromised via lesser level of the First Amendment here, which the FDA and the FTC seems to say you can't speak about something you sell. So we don't sell. But you can support our sponsors. That'd be sure be great at robertscottbell.com. I'll click on the links. You'll see the banners there and embedded into the show notes 6 days a week. Merck will take any boost in sales it can get. If it can use the power of government and the health records through Obamacare, they are going to use it. So with that, I want to go back to a more delicious topic, food, as I'm salivating here on the microphone. I'm so sorry about that. It's kind of gross, but I can't wait. I even smell
it's good
it.
Thing it's radio, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, we're not doing video today. Also, this story makes me hungry. It's about Chipotle. Time magazine covered a story. Its headline says, "We have no idea how many calories are in a Chipotle burrito." As if this is some kind of capital crime.
Fox News alert.
Yeah. You know, what? Chipotle, the one fast food restaurant that's actually apparently has some kind of consciousness and environmentalism about them that's not just pretend, real. I mean, they're trying to eliminate all their GMOs. They're sourcing foods local and organic when possible. They are addressing the animal protein products, non-factory farmed food. I mean, this is a chain that I could say I can applaud a lot of their efforts. And yes, I have eaten there, and my body does pretty well. It's not perfect, I can tell. But a study in Public Health Nutrition says that Chipotle customers underestimate the amount of food they're about to consume by 21%. 21%. Now, this 21% is a
wow.
lot less significant than the 20% of heavy metal contaminated fields in China, which is probably a lot higher. But this also goes to the heart of the misunderstanding about calories themselves. That they all want to say it's about how many calories you got. That's the most important thing you can know about your food, when it is absolutely not. Because different calories interact with your body differently, and what's in the calories. Contained in, for instance, factory farm food with toxic heavy metals, pesticides, etc., which will alter your metabolism to a sluggish, deadbeat rate. To where you cannot lose the weight because you're too toxic and it's too dangerous to do so. Your body is intelligent. So that's something you won't hear in this Time article, though.
Well, here's the question. Why would this organization go to the trouble to try and find out the calories in a Chipotle burrito? That was my first question when I read this, because I'm thinking, why? Why Chipotle? Why are we? Well, first of all, Chipotle, as you said, has a very good reputation as far as a lot of things they're doing with their food. That's why a lot of people go to Chipotle. That's why you went to Chipotle when we were in Denver.
That's right.
It was because you were trying to find something that was as clean and as good as possible.
By the way, I tried there. They had at that one. Remember, they had the tofu. I never had. They hadn't had
organic
that.
Organic tofu. Yeah.
Right. That was an interesting option.
Never
very
heard
spicy.
Of that before.
Yeah. Spicy.
So check it out. If you go down the article just a little bit, you find out that the reason why these people are doing these studies on restaurants is because the Affordable Care Act.
Oh,
is
no,
requiring that restaurant chains with over 20 locations must provide calorie information. So it's a mandated thing that they must put the calorie information there. And if you go into Chipotle and you get a burrito and it's just a bean burrito, okay, that has the least amount of calories. But if you say, hey, I'd like some sour cream and guacamole in there, now it has a few more calories and people will get confused about how many calories they're eating and might get obese and die because they don't know if there's 300 calories or 400 calories in the burrito.
Right, but obesity isn't only about caloric intake or caloric burn. And that's the point where the Affordable Care Act is operating on information that is so old and so it still perpetuates today among particularly dietitians who believe it's all about you're eating too many calories, you're going to get too fat. It's not that simple. It's about what calories you're eating. If you eat 100% of your calories in refined carbohydrates, it's going to be radically different than a balance of good fats and proteins and different things. And they don't take that into consideration. So the information about calories is misleading. Clean calories from Chipotle are wildly different from contaminated calories from Mickey Doodles. You know what I'm saying? It's different. But
just
they don't take that into
consideration. Just let me eat my burrito, please. Just leave me eat my burrito.
Burrito
and leave me
alone. Right? Yeah, leave us alone. So anyway, so you got it. Obamacare's in on the burrito chain now, going after them because we don't know. Because there's too many variations. They said there are like 60,000 variations when you go to a Chipotle.
And I like that. I think that's a good thing. I'd like to have choices and variations. So just get off my back, Obama, please.
Right. So anyway, I suggest that you choose organic watermelon, for instance, for a summer snack, not vegetable-flavored Häagen-Dazs.
Yes.
Yeah, so evidently Häagen-Dazs has launched vegetable-flavored ice cream. My question is, and what did we figure out that their trait, what is their saying about Häagen-Dazs?
Their little slogan is made like no other.
Well, made like no other, which I complain is like a meaningless statement that it says nothing. Made like no other. Okay, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Of course, every ice cream company is made like no other. They all have variations on the way they make their ice cream. What are you saying, Häagen-Dazs?
They're just saying, hey, we're better than everybody else. Nobody's like us. We're unique, you know.
Back it up. What are you doing?
Little sales. Well, they have vegetable-flavored ice cream. I'd say that's like no other.
Yeah, but is the tomato and cherry juices organic? Are the carrots organic? I mean, you tell me, is the milk coming from cows treated with RBGH or what are they feeding the cows? I want to know. And that's not
Chipotle
listed on
burritos.
The ingredient. Yeah, Chipotle burritos, right. Yeah, that's not happening at Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's, you know, they claim to be clean and environmental. I don't know how much of their stuff is organic, but vegetable flavor. No, just have some watermelon.
They're clean-ish.
Okay. Ish. Well, let's go for some fat here. Here, ABC News. This is the food segment now. ABC News, 5 ways to use coconut oil in everyday life. Now, to tell you that consciousness has shifted in the mainstream media, it has. Because the first thing listed on the 5 ways to use coconut oil from this mainstream media outlet is cooking.
Yeah.
They actually acknowledge, because before it was like, oh, no, stay away from coconut oil. It's saturated fat. It's going to make you, oh, my gosh, it's going to clog your arteries. And they're finally, after how many years I've been saying this, they're acknowledging that, oh, my gosh, it doesn't raise your cholesterol. As if that would be harmful to you anyway. That's another story that they still don't get. But they're acknowledging the benefit of medium chain triglycerides and high lauric acid content. That's a shocker.
No.
As a body lotion, this would be much preferable to the lotions you get at the corner drugstore with so many benzenes and parabens and so many carcinogens on them. Even the things that you're thinking you're doing to protect you from sunburn are going to cause cancer. So they got that as a hair product. Absolutely. Instead of all those slicked down synthetic things, you could put that in your hair as well. And it's a great source of energy. They actually say that. Again, you can eat it. They never used to do that. If you remember, even in health food stores, when they sold coconut oil, it was sold in the body and beauty section, not in the eating and cooking section. So we've transformed a lot. Now, the last thing they mentioned here is the oil pulling from the Ayurvedic medicine practices in India, oil pulling with coconut oil, which is amazing, reducing dental plaque and gingivitis and more.
Oh, ABC News.
Yeah, so we'll give them some props. We got to give some props to, you won't believe it, Dr. Mehmet Oz when we come back from this break coming up. I tell you what. We, you know, this is the thing, and we talk about Mike Adams as well. We say this. We may disagree with Mehmet on certain things, but if he does something right, we'll acknowledge it. We don't need to tear people down just when they're doing something bad. If they're doing something good, we want to say, hey, yeah. So if Mehmet Oz has signed on to promote a dietary supplement, we're going to check on that after the break and see what he's doing about it. We also have the Nurses Association, the American Cannabis Nurses Association, coming up next hour. Our first-time guest, Mary Lynn Mathery, as well. So lots of cannabis in the news.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Just remembered, Super Don, do you remember when, you know, it was the controversy was like going to a movie and getting popcorn, you know, popped in butter. It was like, oh my gosh, butter is going to clog your heart, right?
Extra butter, please, yes.
And so then they switched over to other oils and people didn't pay attention until like CPSI or something like that goes in and goes, oh my God, they've replaced it with coconut oil. Do you know how much saturated fat? Do you remember that? They were freaking out over the fact that movie theaters were using coconut oil.
Yeah, as opposed to that orange goopy stuff that they squirted out of a spout into your popcorn as if it were butter.
Yes, could I have some extra trans fats pumped into my arteries?
Gross.
Right? I mean, that was it. But it's like it's so much wrong-headed information that goes out through media, through consumer organizations. And, you know, we've been years ahead of this, sometimes decades ahead. And, of course, that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why you read Natural News and do some things, even if you don't align politically with the thought form of liberty. You can still dig the fact that we all want you to be healthy. I want you to be well. I want you to be able to live up to your whatever fullest potential might be. Find your soul signature, as Panache Desai said earlier in the week. Cool guy.
Yes.
So what is Dr. Oz's soul signature? He's doing his level best to do some good work, even though we disagree with him on issues like vaccination. But Mike Adams covered a story just today as well, another breaking news through Natural News, about the Dr. Oz reports, finding out who's using his name and likeness to promote dietary supplements to lose weight, like Garcinia Cambogia, things like that.
Kind of fun what he did here, I think.
Yeah,
it was like a reality type, like an episode of Cops. Or have you ever seen that show Cheaters? It's been around on TV forever, where they like, you know, get private investigators and
right.
The spouse thinks that the other spouse is cheating on them, and so they
confront
them.
Yeah, so it's like you become the man on the street. So Dr. Oz evidently left his studio, and this is what he did.
Is Richard Fowler around?
Someone there.
Is Richard around?
I haven't seen him.
Thanks. Is Richard around?
I have no idea.
Is Richard around? You know where Richard is?
Richard was apparently hiding from me.
Where did Dick go? Where did Dick go? Richard.
Richard, yes.
Yeah, evidently he's like one of the guys that's been marketing, and they were, if you see this, the video on it, I mean, these guys have got like some major bling cars.
Oh, yeah.
You talk
Rolls
about
Royces and Lamborghinis and
the dietary supplement industry can be very profitable, but it's particularly profitable if you're scamming people by saying what's in your product and then putting a fraction of it in there.
Yeah.
And I think they actually at one point tested that particular product and found out it had the least of all of it.
This is true. And just to give the backstory on this, this company had been putting out this product, and because Dr. Oz had mentioned it or, you know, talked about it on his show, they right. were using Dr. Oz's picture and videos from the show and basically implying that Dr. Oz was endorsing the product in order for them to be able to sell it. And listen, so they were putting his name on it when he hadn't actually endorsed the product.
You know, the thing is, Dr. Oz is going to have to go to almost every health food store in the country. Because it's not enough to go after these internet marketers. The fact of the matter is, you go into it, there's probably every store, you know, with some exception, has a wall of products that say, as seen on Dr. Oz, or Dr. Oz right. says. Because, say what we will about Oz, he's developed quite a following. And if he says something is good, people just start flooding out and rushing out to buy it. And it's not always good. And what he's saying is, don't use my name or likeness if I cover a story to say any particular product or brand. And so that's, I guess, the basis of that. So I definitely feel for him. I wouldn't want anybody to put my name on something I don't endorse or use without right. my permission.
Right. And the thing is, he sent several cease and desist orders to these guys, letters, saying, please stop doing this, and they refused to do it. So he just hopped on a plane and flew over there and just marched right in trying to expose them. And he did
there
a pretty good job.
They're like, come and find me. The thing is, though, not many people would have had the money to send out, you know, teams of investigators, PIs, to track this company, these people down. So it becomes untenable and unaffordable to stop with cease and desist letters because they know most of the time they're not going to get busted. So it's very difficult. That's why, really, how would you say it? If Dr. Oz's listeners, and evidently they can be duped very easily as evidenced by how much money that company made, I would hazard a guess that the listening audience here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, those who read national news, are less likely to get duped. It's not to say we can never get duped. It's just humans do that to other humans. We want to trust and believe. But, of course, check the long-term track record. Test your intuition. Follow your gut. And tell each and every one of your friends that the power to heal is theirs, just as the power to heal is yours. We'll be back with medical marijuana after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.